DW.
Oh, it's a cliche, all right. But such is the song that snakes through my mind as I stand on the banks of Berlin's River Spree, looking up at the Kanzleramtsteg, or Chancellor's Bridge. It's a contemporary slip of an overpass built between two chancellery buildings and too high to be anything other than removed from the city over which it offers what I'm sure is a brilliant view. But as it's off limits to the public, that sense of division was clearly by design, visible but out of reach. Maybe that symbolism was less provoking when the structure went up over a decade ago, but given the troubled waters of the nation's political present, a bridge of more solid parts, built closer to the ground and those who walk it, might be more reassuring. And it's not as if this were a city dry on example. To mention bridges to a Berliner is to hear flaunted the fact that the German capital has more of them than that eternal yardstick of quantity, Italy's Lagoon City. For though landlocked, this is a place of very watery parts, and therefore of almost 1,000 bridges. More than twice the number that span the canals of Venice, by the way. Not that I'm counting. But I am looking, like I've never taken the time to look before. And what I see is a city that, without its manifold structures built to connect opposing river and railway banks, would be more fragmented and less functional. Though most of the original structures have been replaced more than once, a few old gems have stood the test of time. The most elderly among them is the iron, wood and brick Jungfernbrücke, that dates back to 1798 and is as alive with heritage as with legend.
So this bridge, which is called the Jungfernbrücke, has various stories attached to its name giving. They say girls who got married on the day of their wedding, they would be made to walk across the bridge, and if the boards creaked, they weren't actually a virgin. But it's also said the boards always creaked, so I'm gonna walk across it.
I also see the lairs of a place in a constant state of evolution. The extravagance of former royalty, the vision of engineers long gone, the Battle of Berlin bullet holes that pockmark stone balustrades, the evident reconstruction work, the simple plaques that seek to capture the essence of times past, and the names that whisper, lest we forget. The Bösebrücke is a case in point. Built over a century ago, it's gone down in the annals not only for its role as the first east-west checkpoint to be thrown open on the night of November 9, 1989, but for its namesake, Wilhelm Böse, an anti-fascist resistance fighter who was guillotined by the Nazis in 1944. Writing stories of their own are the Glienickebrücke, famed for agent swaps during the Cold War, the turreted red brick sprawl of the Oberbaumbrücke, which once served as a customs gate, and the Weidendammerbrücke, on which lovers leave their padlocks and where writer Theodor Fontane was famously inspired to propose to his future wife. Yes, there are bridges galore. That they've all felt the chill of troubled winds and waters beneath and around them is a given. That they've witnessed social, urban and political change, equally so. But they've also been built to connect, not to divide. DW.